So say that communities and municipalities come together. They really like this idea, of creating more local control to stabilize energy costs and stimulate economic development, because it really has the potential to support small and medium-sized businesses within your region, and particularly build out renewable energy in a much larger scale. So there's this tool, community choice aggregation, that municipalities will, through a variety of processes, maybe a local ordinance, maybe a referendum, opt in to investigate if they want to bring community choice aggregation into their community. And then they basically then aggregate all the ratepayers of all the customers in their region, and on an opt-out basis. So through substantial notices, people decide if they want to opt out of the CCA and stay with the local utility or another provider. So the CCA becomes, in effect, the default provider. And then it has been established according to the goals of the community, and they're beholden to the goals of the public. So while CCAs have created, they have the potential to create all these benefits and have created all these benefits in terms of saving money and economic development and renewable energy, they have done so to varying degrees of success. And there's also been a lot of lessons learned. So the first CCAs formed in the 1990s. Thank you to Paul, thank you very much. With the legislation in Massachusetts, and it has expanded to six other states. And in some states, it's taken off like wildfire. And there's 75% of Illinois is under CCA. But in recent years, this 2.0 version has really shifted the focus from supply to build out of local resources. And that's a really significant turning point. And it's what we really want to get into today. And right now is a very key moment for this public forum, because in the process of this REV process, that the reforming the energy vision that the PSC is undergoing, what has emerged from this is an interest in community choice aggregation. So they opened up, in the middle of this, another proceeding specifically for CCA. So comments are open right now, they're being accepted, and they're going to be due on February 17th. So we are working hard to do outreach and education about CCA. And we have a letter for if you'd like to either form your own comments or use a sample letter. We'll talk more about that later, but I'd like to introduce Paul Fenn, the founder and president of Local Power Inc. It's a consultancy based in California. We're very glad he's here. We're very fortunate that he could make it today. And he has a tremendous wealth of experience, as you'll see, having worked on the evolution of CCA for the past 20 years. So please welcome Paul Fenn.